It's March 5th, 2010. Hello and welcome to Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. 4MR is brought to you by GoDaddy, helping you to set up your own website in a snap with domain name registration, web hosting, and 24/7 support. Visit GoDaddy.com/MediaShift to learn more. Now, here's the news. Viacom once again has become the Mr. No of the online video world. The media giant, which is embroiled in a billion-dollar lawsuit with YouTube, has now pulled its top comedy shows, The Daily Show and Colbert Report, from Hulu. Those shows had been two of the biggest draws for free video site Hulu, which is owned by Disney, Fox, and NBC Universal. Some observers speculated that Viacom pulled its shows because it is not a partner in Hulu, while others figured that Viacom could make more money on online ads by serving the shows on their own sites, which will continue. However, as CNET's Josh Lowenson noted, the Comedy Central video embeds don't give people the freedom to share different clips from the show the way that Hulu's player does. That could mean more illegal clips being shared and uploaded. Andrew Barron, producer of the Rocket Boom web show, said the move by Viacom was a strategic shift away from decentralized video distribution online and is part of an inevitable trend to centralize a brand's online audience. In other news, the Financial Times has been a pioneer in charging for web content using a metered approach that allows people to see a certain number of articles for free before being asked to pay for an annual subscription. However, now the FT is planning to start charging for daily or weekly passes for its web content and will use PayPal to process those payments. According to FT CEO John Ridding, done right, micropayments can support a subscription model. If you get the pricing right for micropayments, you can actually support an annual subscription. End quote. Even during the downturn, FT.com has increased its paid subscriber base, with 15% more subscribers in 2009, reaching 126,000 paid subscribers. Revenue from online subscriptions was up 43% last year. The New York Times will be following FT's lead by implementing a metered pay system in 2011. However, the Times is still not sure when it will charge for its popular iPhone app or coming iPad app. Now it's time for Just One Question. I talked with Tom Rosensteel of the Project for Excellence in Journalism about the recent study they had done about news consumption. My question was, what was your big takeaway from the study?
People no longer have a primary source for news, that they really graze across multiple platforms on a typical day and online, that they graze across multiple sites, but also that they don't graze very far. I get a little TV, I get a little radio, I get a little this, I get a little that, and then when I go online, I don't actually range across the whole internet. You know, 2 to 5 websites is what the plurality of people are doing.
Now for this week's poll at Media Shift. The question is, how will you experience the Oscars? Our last poll question was, what do you think about Google searches? 50% said it's hard to say as the algorithm is closed. 26% said Google needs to make the process more transparent. 15% said they likely penalize competitors. And 3% said they are fair and don't penalize competitors. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS MediaShift at pbs.org/MediaShift and our sister blog, IdeaLab, at pbs.org/IdeaLab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible, and to podcast sponsor GoDaddy, offering domain names and web hosting. Go to godaddy.com/MediaShift to learn more. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.